This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 166 of bookcareers.com live. This episode is all about the London Book Fair, which is coming up on Tuesday the 5th of April to Thursday the 7th of April 2022. Now we're really looking forward to it because it's our first in-person trade event for over 2 years. And this episode covers what we're up to there and how to use the London Book Fair if you're looking for a job. And most importantly, how to make the most of the bookcareers.com careers clinic. If you've never been to a trade show before, it's an exhibition of publishers' stands and stands of organisations and publishing services. And well, everyone who's connected with the publishing industry, including international publishers. This is spread throughout Olympia and it's spread over several halls and two floors. It is a business exhibition. So whilst it might look attractive that all the publishers you want to work for are there, they aren't necessarily there to talk to you. If you're job hunting, the bookcareers.com careers clinic is there for you and there are lots of seminars, so make the most of those too. Now, it costs to get into the London Book Fair. We have a limited number of free tickets for those who are unemployed or cannot get a ticket from another source. If you need a ticket, please email us at online at bookcareers.com. If you are a student, you should be able to get a free ticket by putting in your job title as student and your university name as the company in the visitor registration form, and the booking should automatically go through to a free ticket. But do ensure you register for a ticket at least a week before the fair. Otherwise, you'll find out that you will have to pay. And particularly if you turn up at the event without a ticket, you will have to pay full price. Now, here are our tips. Number one, don't expect to find a job at the London Book Fair. If you are coming, it is to seek out information. Now look around and keep up with developments, but be prepared to potentially make contacts and networking. And our tips for networking can be found on the Book Careers website. Number two, the exhibitors. Unless they are recruitment consultants or training providers or within our bookcareers.com careers clinic, they are unlikely to be at the London Book Fair for you. Exhibitors are there to buy and sell and do deals. A whole publisher's output for the next few years may rely on the business that they do at the London Book Fair. And bearing in mind, there hasn't been a London Book Fair since 2019, so they're going to be more determined than ever to concentrate on doing business. So please bear this in mind if someone is curt with you, if you're asking questions. And likewise, if you're going from stand to stand trying to pitch your unpublished novel to a publisher at the London Book Fair, please realise why they might not have time to talk to you. Tip number three is don't go around handing in your CV at every stand. First of all, there's probably no one on the stand who's from human resources. And even if someone does accept your CV, it is unlikely to make it back to the office. it is much better to check their website afterwards and see if they accept speculative applications before emailing your CV to the office. Instead, however, as it's a business fair, a trade fair, business cards are the standard level of communication that one would expect at a book fair. We recommend using Moo.com for business cards, and lots of our clients have had a successful experience using them. But if you're using Moo, don't go for the tiny, tiny business cards that are a slip of paper. Aim for things that are standard business card size, because those tiny little slips of paper easily get lost. Number four. Use the London Book Fair website before you go to the fair and go through the list of exhibitors on there, and maybe search by category rather than by alphabetically by publisher. It really helps to do your research before you go and make a note of the stand numbers you wish to visit. And so if you're targeting publishers, you want to make a look and make a note of which stands they are at, and then check out the floor plan so you don't find yourself walking endlessly for miles. And I must point out, it is advisable to wear flat, comfortable shoes. You are likely to be on your feet all day, and I cannot emphasize enough how important comfortable shoes are. And also pack snacks and take a packed lunch if you need to. Yes, there are places to eat and drink, but if you're on a tight budget or short of time, these places to eat tend to get really busy, so do come prepared. Number five, do look at the stands of the exhibitors that you want to see and note the following. Look how busy they are. This could be an indication of how well the publisher is doing at the moment. And notice how many staff are on the stand. Look at the stand design and layout. Is it good or bad? And if you were designing the stand or organising the stand, would you do anything differently? Now, these are always useful discussions for future sales and marketing staff to have at job interviews. To say, for instance, that you visited their stand at the London Book Fair and you thought the layout was good or could have been done differently. Just mentioning something like that can really help your application progress at interview. And when you're at the stand, look at what books or series they are promoting at the moment. Look at the walls and the sides of the stand. What are their lead titles? All of this are excellent points to discuss at an interview. If they have catalogues or brochures to give out and you're up to carrying stuff, then take one. But be wary of picking up too much stuff, because you'll be carrying it around with you all day. And when you do pick up something, do check that it's free. And please bear in mind that the copies of books on the stands are not for retail sale at the fair. This is a trade only fair. And although you can view publishers' catalogues online, if there is a publisher you really want to work for, taking a hard copy of a publisher's catalogue to a face-to-face interview, if you can get hold of a hard copy catalogue, still speaks volumes. Number six is to check out the competitors of the publishers you want to work for. Go and have a look at their stands too and see how their stands are laid out and what titles they're promoting and what their lead titles are. What are they doing differently to your favoured publisher? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it the same? And number seven is to make some notes so you don't forget what you've seen. When you're going from stand to stand, it's really easy for one publisher's stand to blend into another. And do go around the whole fair and look around all areas of the exhibition so that you're informed of new developments and opportunities. And it's really important to go and look at different sectors too. So even though you might have your heart set working for a trade publisher, go and have a look at the academic area and see how differently they are working to trade publishers. I think you'll notice a huge difference in the way their stands are laid out, for starters. And do go and visit the recruitment consultants if they have stands, especially if they've had your CV for a while and you haven't been put forward for anything. Putting a face to a name is a great way to remind them that you exist. Number eight is seminars. Before the fair, there are a couple of really interesting conferences, but they are costly but well worth it. You can find an up-to-date list on the London Book Fair website, along with a list of all the seminars. The London Book Fair website is being populated daily at the moment, so it's best to check and see what is of interest. But first and foremost, our bookcareers.com careers clinic takes place on the afternoon of Thursday, the 7th of April, and it's essential if you're looking for a job. We will have a number of human resources departments and recruitment consultants. At the moment, the ones confirmed include HarperCollins, Hachette and Inspired Selection. We'll update our website with a list as more are added. We're still working on this. Now, as well as seminars, is point nine, drinks parties. Towards the end of the day, you will notice a number of stands setting up for drinks parties. If you are fortunate to be invited, don't get drunk and use our tips on networking to see you through the event. Number 10 is you've gone to the London Book Fair, so now follow up if you made any useful contacts at the fair. Don't waste this opportunity. Follow up promptly and connect with them on LinkedIn and follow them on Twitter. Now, to make the most of the bookcareers.com careers clinic, as you can imagine, this is likely to be a busy event and there will be a queue, but the queue moves pretty fast. Now, because it gets so busy, we have to restrict numbers. So if you want to attend, please pre-register on the bookcareers.com website. The link will be in the blog post that accompanies this episode. Now, you can turn up on the day of the careers clinic with your London Book Fair ticket, of course, but without pre-registering for the careers clinic. But we can't guarantee, if you haven't pre-registered, that you'll get seen or even get in. In a perfect world, you'll get to see everyone you want to. However, because it's busy, we recommend that you identify the three companies that you want to talk to and hone in on them first. You can find out which publishers we're expecting to attend via our Twitter feed at Book Careers or on our website, and we'll have a downloadable PDF with the room layout, which will be available on our website a few days before. Now, also in the room, I'll be there giving careers guidance and CV advice and any other help where it is needed. And if you need any assistance navigating the room, when you register, please tick the box which asks if you need assistance. It's recommended to make sure you bring at least two copies of your CV and think in advance as to what questions you want to ask. For example, if you keep applying to a particular publisher and never get called to an interview, you might like to ask what you can do to improve your CV for future applications. Or if you're still a student, you might ask what they're looking for in entry-level candidates. You're welcome to ask them if they have any current vacancies, but please be aware they may not be advertising vacancies at the clinic. Now, we will be operating a bell system which rings every 5 minutes. Some advisors will be working to this, especially if they have a long queue, and other advisors will be using their own discretion. Now, this year, we are hanging on to being old school and will not intend to take photographs of the queue or anybody in the room. So when you come in, please will you respect this. As much as it's lovely to have loads of photos of loads of people on Instagram and let everybody see how busy it is, we're very aware that some people are put off coming into the Careers Clinic because they think, particularly if they're in a job and they don't want their employer to see them, that their photo might appear online. So please, we ask no photographs in the room. And if you're in the Careers Clinic and you're stuck at any time, please go and talk to Caitlin and Chloe, who will be manning the reception desk by the entrance door of the clinic. Now, you can't get into the Careers Clinic without a ticket to the London Book Fair. So if you are unemployed or an intern and can't get a free ticket from work and want to attend the London Book Fair, please email us at online@bookcareers.com. However, our allocation is limited, so check on our website for updates. And if you're unable to get to the London Book Fair, we will be holding a virtual careers clinic on Friday the 1st of April, and details of this will be on the bookcareers.com website. And don't forget that aside from the London Book Fair and our activities at the London Book Fair, we run a free careers clinic all year round where you can get to speak to me for 15 minutes and I will answer as many of your questions as I possibly can. And you need to contact me. My email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.